Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You know, I'm feeling a little COVID overwhelmed today, and I just wanted to throw that out there at the top of the app. Are you feeling that? Like a little bit? As I'm watching our country just kind, and again, I'm speaking about specifically the United States. I know we have international listeners all over the world, but like we're just flailing and reopening and the numbers are ticking up and people don't want to wear masks. And it's just like, What is going on? I'm overwhelmed and I'm a little, I don't want to just dump this all into this episode, but I am having just like a little moment of panic about this today. Look, I know that is normal and I know there is lots of stuff to be panicked about. But I don't know, just feeling it today, Dory.
Yeah, I'm totally feeling it. It just feels like no one is in charge.
Nope.
and no one really knows anything about like how long this is going to go on. And it's terrifying.
It is. And I had this like vision this morning when I woke up and I knew we were recording today. And I was like, I guess we just live. I mean, I know this all sounds incredibly naive as it's coming out of my mouth, but I was like, oh, I guess for the foreseeable future, like maybe the next year or two, at least, like we are going to be making this podcast and this will be a part of our lives. Like this is now a thing I don't know. I sound so naive and that's not what I mean. It's just, you know, when you just kind of like, I got kind of like used to living in this like shelter at home and feeling like we've got it under control and our family's going to do this and we're sheltering and we're isolated. And then I just kind of had this like we've been at this now for 3.5 months and I don't feel confident in like anything that is happening around us.
I know.
I think that's it. I don't know. I'm sorry to... First of all, I'm sorry to apologize. And second, I don't feel like I clearly know what I'm trying to say.
Sorry to apologize is the most Kate thing you've ever said.
Well, I don't want to be a person. I'm working on that. That's like an ongoing thing I'm really trying hard not to do. But I guess I'm just in a state of overwhelm as I really kind of realize that like we are chugging along on a train and with no conductor. And it's really, really fucking scary.
That's exactly it. And there's like passengers who are like, wait, we shouldn't be going so fast.
Yeah. And other people.
And there's some like rogue engineer in the locomotive who's like, faster.
And then someone who like runs the train who's like, this isn't a train.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like someone who's just in complete denial about what's happening.
Totally. Totally.
So.
And I just want to get off at the next station. Like, let me off this fucking train.
We all want, most of us want to get off the train. Most of us are like, you know, we have our train tickets. We packed a snack. We're being very sensible on the train.
We are. I'm even in the quiet car.
Oh, man, I miss a quiet car on Amtrak.
I know. Oh, you didn't watch The Good Place. There's a whole...
No, I have watched some of The Good Place.
Oh, you have? Well, there's the whole thing with the train.
Oh, yes.
Anyway. That's what I'm picturing right now. Anyway. Kate, you are not alone in feeling this way. I feel this way too. I'm also, and I mentioned this briefly on another episode, but I'm also feeling, I don't know if overwhelmed is the word, frustrated is not the word. I'm just feeling like bummed about the fact that my husband and I aren't totally on the same page for good reasons. Like he has some, he's basically more at risk than I am for coronavirus. And so he is understandably very nervous about contracting it and has been very wary about, you know, leaving the house essentially, which I understand. On the other hand, I am like kind of craving more social interaction at this point. And so trying to figure out like what is a way I can do that safely that won't stress him out too much. And I don't know. And then also like he's going back to work in 6 weeks, which is like a whole other
online.
No, like they're starting production. So, you know, that's going to be more unsafe than anything I've done, you know? So I don't know. I'm just like thinking about all this stuff and there's just there's no great answer. And my dad has really, like every time we talk, he makes a comment about how he wants to come to LA. Now, my dad is 75.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's no risk, like at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, he can't do it.
And my mom is against it. My mom does not want to go. But my dad keeps talking about it. And I finally said to Matt, like, do you think there's any way my dad could come? And Matt was basically like, no. Like, he was like, maybe if he drove, he was like, I don't feel comfortable with him getting on a plane. And even if like he didn't get it on the plane, what if he contracted it here and then he brought it back? And
yeah, we had the same conversations.
What if he did contract it on the plane and then he gave it to us? And, you know, just like he was basically like, I just don't see it being able to happen. And that's just like a bummer. I mean, it is what it is, you know, like we are healthy. We have a home. We're fine, but it's a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this on when we were recording the Here For You podcast every day. Like we are all allowed to grieve the things we are grieving. Everyone's experiences are different through this, obviously. But I think there are deep elements of grief for every human. And I guess we just have to let ourselves sit in it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I want to get up. I want to sit in this.
I know. I'm tired of sitting in this.
Well, I can tell you, Dory, one thing I have been doing during this is running.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Not far. But I did just want to secretly or share a secret bucket list goal of mine that I feel like I need to put out into the world to really try to commit to it. Mm-hmm. And that is that I want to run a marathon in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be the Boston Marathon because, as you know, I am from Boston and the marathon goes through my town. And in Massachusetts, we all have it's a state holiday and we all watch the marathon and it's very emotional and I cry every year. And so it just has a lot of meaning for me. And I kind of have always been like, I can't do a marathon. Like, that's too much. It's crazy. It's too hard. It's this and that. And instead, I've recently been like, you know what? That is something I really want to do. I want to run the Boston Marathon, which, look, you have to qualify. I'll probably have to run it for charity because I'm not a fast runner. I'm not going to make a qualify. It's a whole thing. But anyway, I just wanted to put that into the world that is a goal, a lifelong goal of mine, and I'm going to set out to accomplish it.
I am here for this.
And if I do it, will you, and the world is safe, because again, due to coronavirus, the marathon might not be happening for years, but if I do it, I invite you to come watch me.
Oh, of course I will come watch you. In fact, I will watch you from the place where we used to watch the marathon when I was growing up, which is in front of the Star Market on Beacon Street.
Oh, I know where you're talking about.
We used to hand out water and oranges to all the runners.
Thank you. I will be huffing by you. I look forward to this.
I'm excited.
So
I'm excited. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say I realized like when this became kind of an intention of mine in the winter, I was like, I need to do this really safely and not injure myself. So I'm like doing a lot of like learning weight training and doing it really slowly and safely and doing a lot of modifications. And I run like a mile a day right now. And that is like, look, I know this is going to take a lot of work to get to where I want to be, but it has been nice to see like, just like when I started work like exercising a little bit more intensely in January, I couldn't run a mile without stopping a few times, and now I can do it in under 11 minutes, which feels really good, and I'm really
That's
proud
amazing.
Of myself. And I'm just like, I'm here to have a slow journey.
I'm here for your slow journey.
Well, thank you. Come along.
I mean, I would love to. As I've said, I've told this story 1,000 times. I'm not going to tell the whole story again, but I also had the bucket list goal of running a marathon, the New York City Marathon, and trained for it and didn't run it because of Hurricane Sandy. And then kind of lost the, I feel like there was like a window.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I lost the window, and I've run a ton of half marathons, but I never ran a full marathon. And now I haven't run in years. And I just feel like, I kind of feel like my moment has passed. I know that's not true. I know I could get back into it, but like after IVF and pregnancy and having a baby and like now possibly doing IVF again, like it just feels like now is not the time. So maybe I will be one of those like 60-year-old marathon runners.
Yes.
Well, that's 60-year-old first time marathon runners.
I think that's what I kind of think is, I mean, the term bucket list is so dorky, but like, I do think as we kind of dig deep into middle age here, like we can set goals for when we're 60, you know, when you're 20, 60 seems so old, but now I'm like, ooh, 60. That's young.
I know. Totally.
Can't wait.
Are you doing a program?
No, I'm not even like, no, I just I exercise at a online right now through my gym that's located here in Los Angeles. And part of my like part of the program is like you run a mile this day and then, you know, you lift and you do different like HIIT exercises. So I've just been building up my strength and running a mile. But I can see the improvement and that feels really good. And I also know like I need to get strong in other parts of my body because I'm very tall. And like if I don't have any core strength, my back really hurts when I run. Like I'm just trying to be really thoughtful about body movement and my physical like and strengthening and how I want to treat my body through this process. And maybe I'll never get there, but I want to try.
Have you, when you get to the point of like actually training for it, I used Hal Higdon when mm-hmm. I trained for my marathon and I think his programs are amazing.
Hal, you did that for your marathon training?
Yeah, for my marathon training. And it's an app and it's he gives you like a whole schedule with workouts. And then when you're on your runs, he like guides you through the runs. It's really, really a great program. And he has it for different levels. So you can do like novice one and it's like very gradual and wonderful.
You know, I used a book I've done a few half marathons and there's a book I used. I cannot for the life of me remember the name and I really liked it. But Hal Higdon's kind of like an icon in the world of running.
Yeah.
Also, he's 90 years old. No, excuse me, 89. He will be 90 as of this recording.
Oh my gosh.
His birthday is today. His birthday is today.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Hal Higdon.
Who knew? That is what Wikipedia is telling me. He was born in 1931. So that does mean that he is 89, right? I can't do math off the top of my head. Anyway. Okay. I will look into Hal Higdon. I know the name. I've always wanted to try his program. So when I get there in a couple years, I will do it, Dory. Great. I think I did Jeff Galloway's book.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Is he the run walk guy?
Yes. And I have, I did the last half marathon I did, which was about 5 years ago. I did run walk in San Francisco. Anyway, well, we've really gone all over the place today.
We have.
Is there anything else you want to share before we take a break?
No, but sort of like coronavirus related. I feel like in the beginning of coronavirus, everyone was like talking about all the Zooms they were doing. And now there's been like Zoom fatigue and no one's like really Zooming anymore, or at least we're not talking about it. And also I feel like in half the country, people are just meeting IRL. Mm-hmm. But since I am not, and most of the people I know aren't really either, I did a Zoom last night with some of my friends who I hadn't Zoomed with through all of coronavirus. And it was really nice. It was like really nice to see their faces and we got to catch up. And I was like, oh, I remember you, Zoom.
Yeah, maybe Zoom isn't so bad after all.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Zoom already having like a revival, like a renaissance? Do you know what I mean? Like Zoom came, it went, and now it's back.
And now it's back. Maybe. I mean, it is in my house.
Well, good. We Zoomed yesterday and I really enjoyed it, actually.
We did.
We did. Some Zoom meetings.
We did have some Zoom meetings. Do we also want to acknowledge that today is Juneteenth?
Yeah, the day that this episode airs is June 19th, which is Juneteenth, which is the holiday that commemorates the official end of slavery. And Dory, as I was telling you, I'm not proud to reveal this, but I did not know what Juneteenth was until like maybe 3 years ago. No idea.
Well, and as I said, like, That is not for you to be ashamed of. That is for our American education system to be ashamed of.
Well, it's possibly a little bit of both, because I certainly was never taught about it in any academic institution, not part of my U.S. history. It was never at all. I don't think it was ever really mentioned. But also, like, once I'm done with school, I do feel like it is on me to educate myself. And so I'm not proud of the fact that I just recently learned about it. But I am now, like, I'm fully here for acknowledging it and working with people who are working to make it a national holiday.
Yeah, I think it's really great that it's now becoming a movement to be a national holiday.
Yeah, and we'll link to a great New York Times piece that came out this week about, it's by Brianna Holt, and it's about her experience as a person growing up in Texas celebrating Juneteenth.
You know, Kate, before we take a break, let's address something that a few listeners have written to us about, which is about Jen Gotch, the founder of Bando, who we had on our show in April, who recently stepped down from her position as chief creative officer at Bando because she was called out by some current and former employees for racist statements she had made and for kind of creating a racist atmosphere at Bando. And I guess, you know, listeners were just kind of wondering, like, whether we were going to address it. And, you know, I think what she did was horrible. We took down the links to her book in our blog post about her in our show notes. We're leaving the post up for transparency. We have added a note to the post. Yeah. I mean, we really hope that she is sincere in her kind of stated desire to do better.
Yeah. And I think we also stand with the employees who took the incredibly courageous step of calling her out on social media. And, you know, we appreciate people checking us on this because honestly, like, we are navigating this ourselves. We are not sure exactly what the appropriate steps are when at a later date we find out that a guest on our show has done something harmful and racist. Or, you know, that could extend to other things. So we're figuring out how to handle it as well. And yeah. I'm not saying that as a cop out, but I'm just kind of letting you know kind of how we're figuring this stuff out and how we're trying to handle it in a way that also doesn't, I don't want it to look like, the reason we have left the post and episode up is for transparency. Like, I don't also feel comfortable, and I don't think you do either, Dory, just deleting it and pretending like she was never on the show.
Totally.
So that is kind of where we're at now. But we, you know, like, we appreciate your thoughts on this as we move forward.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a short break.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible.
Either. It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. All right, Dory, we are B. And I do want to just read a text message from a listener who says, hi, girls. I just need you to know I think about We Are B more than anyone should. I say it to my dog every morning when we get home from our walk, and it makes me giggle every time. Thanks for bringing moments of joy in these tough times. Yep. On an episode previously, Dory said We Are B instead of We Are Back.
Well, because I had said BRB. BRB. It makes sense.
It does. And I think about it all the time and laugh. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. Anyway, we are B.
Thank you. I feel seen by you, by our listeners.
By your listener's dog.
Your listener's dog. All right. Should we play a voicemail?
Yeah. We've got a cool candle company recommendation coming up.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Kat and Dor. This is Lauren calling from San Francisco, California. Longtime listener, first time caller. I am calling with a product suggestion that is something I recently purchased and have been giving to friends and neighbors. And it's just a really great way, I think, to support a Black-owned business, a local business if you're in California, and also indulge in a little self-care at home in a way that is unique to this sort of pandemic experience. It's a company called Scent and Fire Candle Company. The founder, Monisha Edwards, kind of founded this business based on what I've read to kind of help alleviate her sort of mental health struggles. So the candles, they smell amazing. They're all clean soy candles. They each come with a little QR code for a playlist that goes with that scent. And the branding is incredible. She's got some quarantine 2020 scents. Like there's one called Socially Distant. There's one called Shelter and Chill. There's one called Therapy in Place. I personally have purchased 3 different scents to share with friends and neighbors, and they've all smelled amazing, and I'll probably buy more. Anyway, seemed like something that kind of brought together a lot of different interests that you guys have been talking about and that I think a lot of the listeners have, and think maybe other people would love these as well. Okay, happy shopping. Bye-bye.
Great suggestion.
Mm-hmm. I've already purchased one of their candles.
Which one did you buy?
Well, a lot of them are sold out. I love the quarantine specific candle names. They're really great. Living Room Flex, Shelter and Chill, Therapy in Place. But they're, most of them are sold out. There's one called Cashmere Sweater, which I was very interested in as well. So I'm keeping an eye on this. But I got California Chill, which, you know, it's where we live. And I love anything that smells like California. So I feel like this was a good choice for me. So I will report back.
I'm excited.
Scentandfire.com.
I also like that on all of their candles, they have an accompanying playlist.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've never heard of that before with any sort of product. Have you?
No.
I love that idea. I will let you know what's on the California Chill playlist. I can't wait.
Oh, please do.
All right. We've got an email here.
We do.
Listener writes, Dear Kat and Dor, longtime listener, first time emailer. I am 24 and have a 21-year-old sister who seems to want nothing to do with me. We started drifting apart when I was 17 and started dating my boyfriend, now husband. She has never liked him and has told me so. He has tried many times to reach out to her and has been met with one-word answers and no reciprocated effort, so he has stopped trying. I know that they may never get along and that I can pursue individual positive relationships with both of them, and I am coming to terms with that. However, whenever I try to strengthen my bond with my sister, she does not reciprocate. I have talked to her about wanting a better relationship, and she thinks we are fine as is. Do I keep trying even though I am getting no effort in return? Do I let us drift further apart for a while to give her space? I'm afraid that other life changes beyond my marriage, kids, grad school, living in different cities, etc., will only push us further apart as we age. I am sad about either scenario. Any tips for navigating and strengthening adult sibling relationships when your sibling wants nothing to do with you? You know, it's interesting. My relationship with my brother, I feel like, went in the other direction where we got a lot closer, certainly after we went through like losing our mom together when we were in our 20s. And then we've just grown closer as we've matured as humans. And so I don't have personal experience here, but I, my thought for this listener is to, as hard as it might feel, to just to let it go right now. Because you are, it's not being reciprocated. And I think it's a lot, you're going to expend a lot of energy at right now that is not going to be received, you know?
Would you send the sister an email or a text just saying like something to the effect of like, I want to respect your boundaries. I'm not going to reach out to you again until you like, but I will be here for you whenever you're ready to talk to me again or something like that.
Yeah, I think you could definitely say like, hey, I would love to, you know, strengthen our bond and do more stuff together or communicate more. But I'm happy. It seems like you'd like space or you've asked for space or whatever. So I'm happy to give that to you. And when you're ready to, yeah, like you said, if you're interested in pursuing a closer relationship, I would love that more than anything.
I'm wondering, and there's probably no way to know this, but I'm wondering what the root of this animosity towards the husband is.
Yeah. Like, that might be something to dig into, right?
Is she just jealous, or was there did something happen that this person might not know about?
I know. I don't know.
You know?
I know, all we can do is speculate in this situation.
Right. Yeah. But I think what she said here is that, you know, I can pursue individual positive relationships with both of them. And yeah, I think that's, unfortunately, I think that's all you can do. You certainly cannot force your sister to be friends with your husband. I mean, you can't force your sister to be friends with anyone, but I think trying to have them have a relationship, you know, it's now been 7 years and it hasn't happened. So I think you have to let that go.
Yeah, as hard as that must be, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's tough.
It is tough. Maybe a listener has been through this and has advice to share.
Yeah, or is on, maybe a listener was the sister.
Yeah, and is on the other side of things.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from both perspectives.
Should want to read this next email, Dory?
Oh, I would love to.
Get in there.
Hi, Kat and Dor. Loved the conversation about the benefits of gossip on Monday's episode and 100% agree with Dory's distinction between gossip and shit talking. Since the consensus seems to be that the listener doesn't enjoy the malicious kind of gossip her friend participates in, I thought I'd share a recent experience of my own. I'm part of a group chat with old high school friends, and one member in particular often engages in exactly the kind of mean-spirited, unconstructive shit talking that you described. I know that myself and another friend don't like it, and I've always suspected at least one other member of the group doesn't as well. There are some highly personal reasons I've never directly called her out on this behavior, but I've also had enough. Lately, both I and two others have taken to completely shifting the conversation's vibe in diplomatic ways, and it seems like she might be taking the hint. As one recent example, she shared a photo from a former classmate's recent wedding with a sarcastic comment, "Looks like there's truly someone for everyone," and making digs at both people's physical appearances. The rest of us responded by remarking, "Oh, he was always such a truly nice guy. Good for him. How nice they could still have a small wedding in these corona times, etc." None of us continued the conversation she was trying to start, but I think we sent a clear message that this is the kind of gossip none of us are interested in and have no interest in being mean.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
You shut it down.
Yeah.
The gentle shutdown.
A gentle shutdown. I saw someone tweet something about how like reporting is just like advanced level gossip.
Oh.
Or something to that effect. And I was like, yes, essentially. Like you're trying to find, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you're trying to
yeah.
get people to tell you stuff and oh yeah, this is what
This is what I found the tweet. It's insane that people are precious and gatekeepy about this profession that is literally AP gossip.
I mean, that's true.
It's very true.
And you know, Dory,
I felt seen.
Good. I actually think we've got a lot of feedback that really kind of aligned with what you had said. And also listeners reminded us that we had Elaine Louie and Duana Taha on our show from Lainey Gossip.
Yes.
Like
yes,
we like had the gossip experts on, and we discussed gossip as self-care, and
we did.
And so our brains aren't always operating at the level, apparently. But yes, so thank you listeners who were there to check us on past guests. But yeah, they were on our show this year, and I feel like Lainey is Lainey Gossip is, I just think, the best site for analysis of celebrity and entertainment culture, and her TED Talk is brilliant. So
yeah,
we'll link.
We shall link.
All right.
Should we take another short break?
Yeah, we'll be RB.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, so Dory, just a quick, another text message from a listener. They write, "Hi, Kat and Dor." Kat, no wait, they said Kate. Kate, for your ant problem, I highly recommend Taro Liquid Ant Bait. I am getting a lot of text messages about my ant problem, FYI. It's totally disgusting to see all the ants march to it, but it works. On a totally separate note, I wanted to report that I had a nasal swab COVID test this weekend, and it wasn't bad at all. The swab wasn't any longer than a regular Q-tip and only swabbed my nostrils. The kind woman who did the test told me the scary-looking long swabs are the, quote, old test, and the message never got out that the test has improved. Wanted to share because I heard the hesitation over the nasal swab test when you shared your story. I was scared too, but it was no big deal.
Great. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Both things she talks about, news you can use.
News you can use. That's the point of this episode. All right. And we're going to end this episode with a really great and new tip from a listener that I really like. It's a voicemail.
Hey, Kat and Dor. I was just calling because it's been on my mind when you've been talking about journaling from a few episodes ago. And I was like so sad that I wasn't keeping a journal, because I love the idea of it being something that like your kids could read and you could be remembered by. But then I remembered something that I have been doing since my husband and I were married 12 years ago. I keep what I call a date journal. And every month, close to our anniversary like date, which is the 5th, we go out on a date, or now in quarantine we kind of have a home date, and I write about it. I write about what we did and where we went, what we ate, and I've been keeping track of it for almost 12 years now. So that's my little way of journaling. and hopefully it'll be something that our daughter will look back on and read and see all the things that we did over the years. Anyway, just a thought I've been having. Thanks so much for the pod. Love it so much. Brings real joy to my day. And hope you guys are doing well. This is from Kelsey in Idaho. Thanks. Bye.
Aw,
what a cute idea.
What a cute idea.
A date journal.
A date journal. Yeah, very sweet.
That is really sweet. I love it. I wish I could read your date journal, but, you know, save it for your family. All right, Dory.
Well, Kate,
we're out.
We are. We are out. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, and we will be back here in your podcast space on Monday.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.